story behind this story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our callers, the views of our guests, too. Hopefully, we're going to have Joel Skousen here with us in just a moment or two. But right now, of course, maybe we're not going to have a guest. Joel, ordinarily, as though, is very, very good about being here. Under any circumstances, as long as he's not there and you'd like to call us, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Was that Joel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Joel, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Tell us what the latest things are there at the World Affairs Brief.
Well, your listeners will get a preview of tomorrow's brief. I just finished, it's gone to editing, so we're going to be talking about shifting blame, the new Bush tactic in Iraq.
Okay, fine.
The strategy, Dr. Stan, is placing a time gate goal on the Iraqi government to disarm the sectarian militias and control sectarian violence. This is being done really solely to shift future blame for failure to the Iraq government instead of the Bush administration. In other words, if they have a deadline and they miss the deadline, then suddenly Bush can say, well, it's the Iraqis' problem, not ours. But no one in reality has the power to disarm the militias, at least not without reducing Baghdad to rubble, because the militias simply are the strongest, most formidable forces, at least two of the major militias, the Mahdi militia and Muqtada al-Sadr, especially, and there's one in the south, too, which is equally strong, along the Shiite factions. So in the wake of increasing casualties, we now have 96 U.S. dead so far this month. More and more Americans are convinced this war is simply not winnable. And I believe it will continue to get worse, as even as Iraq is absorbed into a larger region of war precipitated by the coming attack on Iran. So things don't look good.
Well, you know, we're hearing an awful lot about this task force over there in the Persian Gulf. Is there really one there? There's certainly a lot of information that's coming out of the Global Research Group. I just haven't been able to verify this elsewhere, and this is one reason I haven't picked up and run with this story.
Well, there's no question that the Eisenhower task group is over there, the carrier task force. But that can be viewed, as a normal deployment, although it's an extra task force over there. So I think it's clearly they're on station to be prepared for the coming attacks. There needs to be an awful lot more preparation go into this attack on Iran. It has to be coordinated with Israel. I'm not expecting it, neither are my sources in Israel expecting it until the first of the year. But it's coming.
Well, I'm certainly worried about, and I'm certainly worried about the implications as far as, what's going to happen to our forces in Iraq. Then I would think that one of the major forces that may be, at least preventing some of the violence there would be the Iranians. If the Iranians really should directly attack our troops, we attack their country, they're going to attack our troops in Iraq, I would think.
Oh, yes. I don't think there's any question that there'll be retaliation and... unlike Iraq, which mainly had conventional weapons, they knew they were going to get attacked and they shipped their weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles out of the country over to Syria. Some of those got into Lebanon. The U.S. knew about that. That was done with the help of the Russians. But Iran is a different story. You've got multiple missile launch sites there. It's very doubtful that the United States, and they're not just the mobile Iraqi Scud missiles that had to be trucked out and set up, that could be interdicted before they got off the launch pad.
Well, it would be totally illogical for us to attack Iran, but then very little that goes on is really logical today. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen for World Affairs Brief right here at Genesis.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen. So, Joel, you pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. In spite of the new tactics of the Bush to set a timetable, and in fact, administration officials even admitted or said that the Iraqi government had agreed to this, nevertheless, the Iraqis didn't take the bait. They, in fact, according to Prime Minister al-Maliki, they did have a meeting where Ambassador Khalilzad was present. They did talk about time date goals for resolving certain issues, but it was never clearly pointed out to the Iraqis that they were accepting responsibility to accomplish these goals. These were a mutual joint task force, a planning session, if you will, and when the ambassador and others have said that the Iraqis agreed that they would do this according to the time, that wasn't the case at all. So the Iraqis didn't take the bait, even after the U.S. started leaking conflicting reports and handing down ultimatums and then claiming by Tony Snow that U.S. would issue new ultimatums. Then there were suggested timelines, then were principles, and even General Casey, who's as overall command of U.S. troops in Iraq, told a news conference that, quote, I believe in 12 to 18 months Iraqi security will be completely capable of taking over their own security. That's just plain hogwash, Dr. Stan. This situation is deteriorating as we speak. It's becoming a hellhole of battling between militias, which are increasingly well-armed, even against American troops. All parties knew this isn't true. It's simply a matter of shifting blame. as the UK Telegraph reported, Iraq's prime minister yesterday rejected a timeline announced by America to end the violence over the next year and a half and allow U.S. troops to start going home. In a rare show of defiance, Nouri al-Maliki spoke a day after top U.S. civilian and military officials said his government had agreed to a series of steps. Al-Maliki was not about to get trapped into a fixed schedule that would have allowed the U.S. to shift blame to him for the inevitable failure.
I was just going to say, don't you think a lot of this is just posturing? With the election coming up now, saying, we're going to take a new track, you know, we're going to be out of there, starting to pull out here in a year and a half or so as the Iraqis take over, and knowing full well it's not going to work, but he's got to appear to be decisive with going into the election?
Absolutely. I think it has all to do with the election and trying to posture in relationship to the American electorate, which are getting increasingly convinced that this war is not winnable, despite the president's protestations and claims consistently that we're not going to leave Iraq without a win. But in any case, you know, Iraqi military and security forces are simply a disaster of desertions and no-shows. They have this policy of taking one week of leave per month, and the Iraqi soldiers, most of them simply don't come back from leave. Typical Iraqi units can only muster barely 20% of the normal TO, which means table of organization, the normal requirement of troops to staff or man their company or brigade. And almost all Iraqi units are infiltrated with insurgents, so it's very difficult for them to mount a secret attack on the insurgency. With a couple of exceptions, there are no Iraqi units, in my opinion, that can work independent of U.S. direction. And the two largest Shiite militias are the strongest powers on the ground outside of the Americans. And so for al-Maliki to take them on would be suicide. And besides, these people, these militias, belong to the Shiites, which are supporting the government. And there are at least two of the cabinet members in Maliki's cabinet, which... are leaders of the militias, so it's very difficult for this government to go in and attack. But, you know, to demonstrate the impossibility of the task for Iraqis to disarm the major militias, consider this, that when the U.S. staged a raid this week on Muqtada al-Sadr's militia in central Baghdad slums, al-Maliki was furious and immediately issued a statement claiming he had never authorized the attack. He didn't even want to be associated with it, let alone agree to disarm these militias. Now, of course, to complicate the U.S.-Iraqi relationship, the U.S. reversed course this week and began negotiating an amnesty with Sunni insurgents in Iraq. The U.S. had previously vetoed an amnesty policy passed by the Iraqi parliament. But now that the U.S. is desperate for some kind of success, all principles are down the drain.
Well, it's simply, it's going to get worse and worse, and I feel so sorry for the, you know, for the Iraqi civilians over there. I feel sorry for all the Iraqi people there. This has been foisted upon them. I mean, certainly they lived under a terrible tyrant, but I think they had a lot more security there than they have right now under Saddam Hussein. And I wonder how many, if they had the opportunity right now to vote for Saddam, would say, let's go back where we were, you know, but we won't have that opportunity.
No, and that's really not a good, how should I say, comparison to the Iraqis. They don't want to go back to any kind of tyranny, but certainly they expected better of the American, you know, liberation when it came. It certainly wasn't there to liberate, but to occupy. And this occupation, in my opinion, has, as a globalist objective, to create sufficient retaliation and hatred and antagonism towards America throughout the Middle Eastern world, that it will provoke a massive retaliation by the major sponsors of Muslim extremism over the year, and that's not Saudi Arabia, but it's Russia. Russia has always been, and is still in, both Syria, Jordan, even though they're, and Egypt, even though they're taking U.S. arms as well. Russia has a very strong, powerful hold on the Arab nations of the Middle East, especially those that are increasingly anti-American.
Well, don't forget
Iran.
Don't forget Iran, of course, especially Iran.
Right. Now, as Michael Gawanda from This Week reported from Washington, he quote, there's little doubt that the Bush administration is losing patience with the inability or unwillingness of the Iraqi prime minister al-Maliki to challenge the militias and their leaders, many of whom are MPs, even in his own cabinet. Well, it's not a matter of losing patience. This is, I mean, already the press is buying into this excuse as if the U.S. has turned over sovereignty and responsibility on this military affairs to the Iraqi prime minister. But in fact, he doesn't have the power to do what they are claiming he has the power to do. In case he is simply blowing smoke by saying that this thing is winnable by the Iraqis within 12 to 18 months. They couldn't even get their militias and security forces up to 50% TO in the next 12 months. So, but President Bush continues to parrot this never-changing mantra of his handlers. Stay the course, Iraq is winnable, and we must be patient. But Americans are clearly losing patience, Dr. Stan. As Jim Loeb wrote for IPS News, Plan B, that is, anything but staying the course, has been on the lips of virtually every foreign policy analyst who considers himself worthy of the name this past week, when it seemed the entire capital appeared to decide that whatever the U.S. has been doing in Iraq for the past 3 years, 6 months, or 3 years, is failing and failing spectacularly. And nothing could be more symbolic of this growing debacle in Iraq than the successful insurgent mortar attack on Camp Falcon. That's al-Rashid military base, the technical name, huge military ammo dump on the outskirts of Baghdad, setting up dozens of secondary explosions. It lit up the night sky for hours. The U.S. claimed zero casualties, except, interestingly, six Iraqi translators, bringing on charges, of course, of a cover-up. Now, many contrarian groups were reporting claims that American casualties ran into the hundreds, but these turned out to be false. I've seen the after-action photos of this ammunition dump after the smoke cleared. It's huge. It nearly is wall-to-wall stacks of metal shipping containers full of rockets, artillery shells, explosives, and ammunition. So it doesn't take a leap from the so-called translators to know how to target this base. You could have lobbed in random mortars, even unaimed, and they would have landed anywhere and hit something because it was just wall-to-wall ammunition containers. So this was not hard. I'm surprised the insurgency hasn't targeted this before. But one thing that is strange is the U.S. claimed that six translators had been killed. I looked at the after-action photos, and frankly, there are no buildings housing people anywhere near where these explosions went up. So it's very difficult to believe that any Americans were nearby unless there were a few sentries walking the grounds. But translators? What do you need translators in an ammo dump? I'm just not buying it. If anything, this was a cover for the Americans to simply take these people into custody, make them disappear, because they're claiming that they had given the enemy information.
Well, of course, if that really did happen, they're certainly not going to tell the American people that. But in war, why you do terrible things.
And the U.S. has a history of taking people into custody secretly, not only in the United States, but overseas, and never telling anyone that anyone's alive or dead. So, you know, the Harlan Ullman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. has lost control of events in Iraq. In fact, they lost control almost immediately after the invasion. And far from assisting, and I'm quoting him, the development of democracy, the U.S.-led allies, including Australia, have fomented chaos. And Eleanor Hall of ABC News says, in referring to Harlan Ullman, who used to be one of the mentors of Colin Powell in training, I mean, he's a globalist, but he's one of those taking the position that the U.S. is doing the wrong thing now, said there's no way, no one except President Bush has any doubt that that this policy should change in Iraq. My comment is that actually Bush is merely a puppet in this issue. It's not Bush's recalcitrance that's keeping this policy from changing. He's being told to hold the line. Whether or not he really believes it is a matter of pure speculation, but the president doesn't do anything unless it's scripted.
Well, do you think Henry Kissinger is having something to do with writing that script?
Well, it's hard to tell. He's in a secondary role. The primary role is Vice President Dick Cheney, who's his primary handler. President Bush gets most of the instructions from Dick Cheney, and only secondarily through Condoleezza Rice or the National Security Advisor.
Now, I will be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen for the next session here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 26, 2006. Gold opened at $594.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $626.96. Again, that's $626.96 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're talking about the terrible mess that we have over there in Iraq, and it seems like it's going to drag on and on and on. And I still remember, of course, when President Bush supposedly landed the plane on the aircraft carrier. Of course, he didn't land it, but he was there, and it was all hype, and there was a big banner they put up on the aircraft carrier saying, "Mission accomplished. We've won Iraq, and the war, in essence, is over." And what a lie that was, of course. But, you know, it got a lot of good publicity, and everybody was feeling good for the time being until Mr. Bremer went over, Paul Bremer, and just disbanded the Iraqi army and the military, the police force, and created the chaotic situation we're in today. Do you think that was accidental, or do you think that they intended to create the chaos? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, I absolutely believe that they intended to create the chaos. They intended to create the insurgency as well by leaving all the ammunition depots of the Iraqis unguarded and undefended, and certainly allowing trucks to come in and haul away all that ammunition, those artillery shells, which make these improvised explosive devices, as well as the tons of explosives that create all the car bombs. Well, most of them anyway. Some of those car bombs we know now have been created by CIA and other forces, and then they lure Iraqis in to the green zone. They give them an assignment to deliver this car or to go in this car to be interrogated in a certain spot, and it ends up blowing up as they get into a marketplace by remote control. So this is a very serious situation. I don't believe that the U.S. really, frankly, intended either to promote democracy or to resolve the inherent conflict and situation within Iraq. Certainly they wanted an excuse to stay in Iraq to control this huge area, which provides the key focus as a military basing area for future wars like in Iran, but as well it controls the oil, and most importantly from a globalist perspective, it creates the necessary antagonism against the United States in order to provoke a world conflict, which is, I think, what will lead to a globalist new world order.
Well, I fear that you're absolutely right. And I think they're doing everything they can to, get the Iraqis and certainly the people of the Muslim world to hate America and the people of the rest of the world as well. I think we've lost so much goodwill throughout the world, which we had right after 9/11, and it certainly is disappearing rapidly.
It is. You know, there's another Iraqi corruption scandal that's come to light. CBS 60 Minutes did a report called The Mother of All Heists. Reporting on investigative work of correspondent Steve Croft, and Croft discovered that more than $500 million earmarked to fight the insurgency in Iraq was stolen by people the U.S. had entrusted to run the country's Ministry of Defense. That was before the 2005 elections. Croft said Iraq's former Minister of Finance says coalition members like the U.S. and Britain are doing little to help recover the money or catch suspects, most of whom fled the country. And these people had insider relationships with U.S. and British administrators over there, so it's little wonder why they're not trying to catch these people. They found out that, this is coming from Ali Alawi, one of the brothers of the former prime minister there. He was confronted with the missing funds when he took over as Iraq's finance minister last year. He thinks he knows why Iraqi investigators have gotten little help. He says the only explanation I can come up with is that too many people in positions of power and authority in the new Iraqi government have been, or in one way or another, found to have their hands in the cookie jar. He says if they were brought to trial, it would cast a very disparaging light on those people who had supported them and brought them to position of power and authority. So everybody's covering up for everyone else. One of the people praised in former Ambassador Bremer's memoirs is a major suspect in this case. His name is Ziad Khatan. He was in charge of military procurement at a time when the Ministry of Defense went on a $1.2 billion spending spree. A lot of this was done in Eastern Europe, came out to be junk military parts. This was basically a payoff to a lot of the Eastern European people who were playing games with the U.S. military and allowing new bases to come in. So they were, as part of the payment, getting billions for junk military equipment of the old Soviet variety. Alawi estimates that 750 to 800 million of that money was stolen, just outright stolen. And a lot of the other stuff was spent on outdated, useless equipment. One possible payoff the recordings allude to is the transfer of $45 million to the account of a top political advisor to the defense minister. This man was also identified in tape recordings as a representative of the president and prime minister of the interim government. This man, Mr. Khatan, is building himself a villa in Poland as we speak.
And, of course, they could go after him if they wanted to, and they're not going after any of them. And And I did pick up that point that one of the main culprits there was praised by Paul Bremer in his memoirs. Hey, we'll be right back in just a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, let's go ahead and get your website out. And how can people get a trial copy of that to see if they'd like to subscribe?
Well, the World Affairs Brief is highlighted on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. On that site, you'll find, you really have to check the site daily because my staff posts all of the main news stories on a scrolling basis. You get everything from a day or two on the screen that you can find. The World Affairs Brief itself is my subscription service analysis of the news that I put out every Friday, where I analyze these top stories in the way that we're talking about today. And you can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief, one word, .com. And I'll be happy to send you whichever brief is the latest and current brief so that you can give it a try.
And I can recommend it to you. I read it regularly when it comes in every week. So let's pick up the story from there.
Well, as we predicted a long time ago, competition is beginning to heat up for control of Iraqi oil, especially as the northern Kurdish oil has become fully online now. That the insurgent attacks miraculously stopped on the oil pipeline once the U.S. had cut a deal with Turkey to sell them oil at a discount rate from the Kurdistan pipeline. And, of course, the Iraqi insurgency had to stop attacking it. Somehow the U.S. miraculously got that to happen at exactly the same time. So either the U.S. is controlling that insurgency or they paid them off. But one way or the other, the oil's flowing, and now the Iraqi central government wants its share of that oil. And, of course, this is one of the biggest problems about the proposals for semi-autonomous regions in Kurdistan or the Kurdish area of Iraq in the north and the Shiite-predominant area in the south. Both have all of the oil resources. Central Baghdad area, where the Sunnis are, don't have hardly any oil resources. And so they have been demanding, at least the central government, some sharing of revenues between the oil autonomous regions. And Kurdistan has agreed in principle to do that, though they haven't been very forthcoming with any payments to the central government, and that's the source of conflict right now. As well, Kurdish authorities and the federal government have exchanged some sharply worded statements over the claims of the oil fields themselves. That is, the Kurdish leaders are unwilling to hand over actual control of the oil wells to the Iraqi oil ministry. They've got a habit of letting them run down and not keeping them in full production. The Kurds said, we have not made any concessions, and the KRG has constitutionally in the right, that is, the Kurdistan Republic in the north, has the right to exploit the oil wealth in areas under its control. So rather than let the Iraqi government hand out and dole out these new contracts to globalist-oriented governments, the Kurds are keeping control of that and leasing drilling rights in their own way. So this is going to end up, I think, in a more conflict later on, because certainly money is going to be the key to any independent Iraqi government if it ever gets to independence.
Well, you know, I would think that if the Kurds got too far out of line, we would simply, remove the restrictions we have from a Turkish invasion, because the Turks would just love to invade Kurdistan and put the people down there, because apparently that's being used as a sanctuary. And I think the only thing that's preventing that, you know, is the Americans telling the Turks they can't do it. So if the Kurds get too far out of line, they might find out what happens when you defy the United States.
Well, it won't be the first time the Kurds have been deceived and betrayed by secret government agreements. The CIA made an agreement to protect them against Saddam Hussein and then backed out and let Saddam come in and ravage the country. So the Kurds, although eager to have the United States backing them right now, have to be careful. And they know that.
All right.
Next story, Fox News seems to be shilling for the establishment, for the Bush administration. There's no greater evidence of any establishment control over so-called right-wing news channels, whether radio or television, than the inevitable attack that comes on conspiracy theories. There's been a near constant attack from Fox News on conspiracy charges surrounding the government's involvement in 9/11. And they've basically, PRWeb.com has concluded that Fox News is an attack dog to silence critics of the Bush administration. Here's a quote. They say, a group of American citizens called Scholars for 9/11 charged that commentators on Fox Network, already known for its conservative bias, have maliciously compared the 9/11 scholars to terrorists and suggested that the FBI follow their members 24 hours a day. Of course, this is an extremely biased comment. James Fetzer, the co-chairman of, has said that the Fox News network has gone too far with, to war with, Scholars for 9/11 Truth. These broadcasters charge that we have supplied, quote, material support for terrorists, which paves the way for us to be classified as enemy combatants. That means that our members can be arrested and held indefinitely with no charges simply for questioning the government. That smacks of un-Americanism. And if it happens to us, it can happen to you, Fetzer says. Of course, the big bad boys have been Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Combs. You know, they just like Rush Limbaugh, they don't get upset and lose their cool unless they start talking about conspiracy, and they are utterly ruthless in their attacks. And it's so off-balanced, it's so over the mark that it's obvious that they've got an agenda, and that is to quell any conspiracy theories.
Well, I think that they're just so vulnerable because the American people ever really knew the truth about what happened on 9/11. Why, you know, there could be serious consequences in America. I don't think most people really want to even consider the fact that it wasn't simply the government knew the attack was going to come and did nothing to stop it, but there was active complicity, and there's really no other logical explanation for what happened that morning as far as the military exercises, the planes being set off into Canada, so there would be no possible way to protect the Twin Towers or the nation's capital. But, you know, if the American people really understood that, they wouldn't vote for either the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yes. And let's talk a little bit about the elections. I'd like to make conservatives have been maneuvered by the argument by Republicans for so long that if they cast a vote for a third party, they're simply throwing the vote away. And I think it's just the opposite. I think if you vote for any of the two major parties, you're throwing your vote away because you're voting for globalism, actually. The people who control the two major parties, both Democrats and Republicans, are globalists. They have no allegiance to the American government or Constitution, and we get a continual flow of socialist legislation, and of course now it's, you know, we get budget deficits, we get more abortions, we get everything except what they have promised to give us. Worst of all, we've lost a major portion of our civil rights through these so-called terrorist protections that they have legislated on our behalf. Now, I believe that all good conservatives in the United States who understand that this Bush administration is really a phony conservative, a phony Christian administration, ought to make a statement, a very strong statement, by voting for a third party such as the Constitution Party. And although, many Christians have differences of opinion with the social agenda of the libertarians will never betray the liberty agenda. And so whichever party has the greatest potential of sending a message to the Republicans that we won't take it anymore, that we're not going to be bought off by your promises, we want results. The only way to telegraph that message effectively to the Republicans is throw your vote to a third party, make sure the Republican loses by splitting off the vote, and that's the only way the Republicans are going to start to listen to the constitutional wing of the Republican Party if they ever do again. Now, I frankly don't have any optimism that they would do it except temporarily to assuage or to keep the default from flowing outward, but still, I think we have nothing to gain. I mean, everything to gain by voting for a third party, if anything, if we can break the 10% margin in any single election, we're going to throw a fear factor into the major parties because other people will begin to take heart that, yes, maybe a third party can win if we can get into the double-digit numbers of performance.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that really disturbs me is the major Christian ministries, so many of them are just saying, well, as bad as Republicans are, you should vote for them because we couldn't let the Democrats get in. And yet, how can they possibly say that? I have not yet heard one of our major Christian leaders speak out against the torture or against the war or against all those, you know, the fact that so many Iraqi civilians have died. Where is the conscience of our Christian leaders?
Well, you know, there's big money to be made in supporting Bush because most people are dumbed down within the Christian conservative movement and support Bush out of a knee-jerk patriotic reaction. These ministers have found that if they attack Bush, their level of contributions drops precipitously. So this is very much a monetary factor, and that's a sad commentary on people who are supposed to be acting on principle, but believe me, I've talked to many who have said, even newsletter writers that have been heretofore hard-line newsletter writers have taken a soft on Bush image because they lose subscribers when they attack Bush. So,
well, you got to do what's right and hope that enough people support you to keep you going. And if you lose half your supporters, so be it. You've got to do what's right.
That's right.
I notice you haven't backed off at all by, the fact that you might offend somebody.
No, I've never taken anything but the hardline position, and so, I don't have the subscriber base that these who pay lip service to George Bush does, but still my subscriber base is very loyal. I have over an 80% renewal rate, which is very, very significant in today's world, where people have lots of choices. The last, one of the last topics I'd like to cover is the Bush Paraguayan land purchase. This has been a fairly hot story on the internet, originated from a not-so-credible news source, the Cuban News Service, claiming that George Bush had purchased almost 100,000 acres in Paraguay near the Bolivian and Brazilian borders. The news service also claimed that the president's daughter, Jenna Bush, paid a secret diplomatic visit to Paraguayan President Nicanor. The story has now been confirmed in dailies in neighboring Brazil and Argentina, even one in Paraguay itself. Here's my take on the story. I think Bush has been given a huge tract of land in the oil gas producing region as a payoff for U.S. protection of the Paraguayan regime, which is also allowing the U.S. to establish a large military base in Paraguay, probably a shared relationship in Mariscal Estigarribia Air Base that can handle the largest military aircraft in the world and house up to 20,000 troops. The property given to Bush is worth millions, but has oil and gas beneath it. And Bush may have paid an undisclosed sum, but you can bet it was nowhere near the property's true value. So I think this was a secret payoff to the Bush family.
I think that's very interesting that we are building a base down there, because if you go up on the State Department's page where they talk about misinformation and all this false information, conspiracy theories they have being put out, and that AIDS was a biowarfare agent, and that John Perkins' book, The Competitive Economic Hitman, is they want to point out is completely false, and they list a number of things. Among them is the fact we're building bases in Paraguay, and they say it just isn't true.
Well, it's easy to cover those things up if you do a shared relationship. They used to deny any bases whatsoever in Bulgaria and Romania, and then we find out, they've got a position on the existing Romanian military's air base, so it doesn't show up as a technically American base, but they've got a secret relationship there.
Sure.
And I think that's the way they operate.
I'm sure.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on, Dr. Stan. We're finding now that the TIPS program is still alive, despite the fact that the government was supposed to have shut that program down. We now find, as Shane Harris of the National Journal says, that the government's top intelligence agency is building a computerized system to search very large databases of information for patterns of activity that look like terrorist planning. Of course, they can only get that kind of information from a government statement. And in fact, we don't know what they're surveilling. No one is ever allowed to actually look at the data. They could be surveilling every one of us civilians and all of our financial endeavors, because it doesn't take these huge computer data banks to search for terrorism. And even if it did, you have to search everybody around the United States to find the information. It's like the wiretapping. They're claiming we're only tapping the wires of terrorists, but you've got to surveil everybody's telephone calls to find out who and where the terrorists are telephoning. And that's what they do. The Echelon system surveils all telephone communications, and whether they put taps on whose, we'll never know, because they simply surveil everyone, and that's illegal. That's a violation of our constitutional protections for privacy.
Well, of course, they're doing it in the name of protecting us from those wicked terrorists, and under the guise of protecting us, why the president says he has the right to do it.
Yes, you can justify anything under his commander-in-chief policy of protecting the American people. That's a novel interpretation that is new with the Bush administration. Nothing is as it seems, of course. We find out that Director of Intelligence Negroponte is a member of his staff who went to bat in the courts to come to the aid of a spy who passed documents to the Red Chinese. Ronnie Henley, one of his major staff people, weighed in to get a sentence against U.S. spy for China reduced. The spy was Ronald Montaperto, a former Pentagon DIA analyst who admitted to the FBI passing highly classified intelligence to two Chinese army officers. Well, the point is, he was given a slap on the hands. He was given house arrest for 3 months. That's confined to stay at home. You compare this to the lifetime sentence given Jonathan Pollard, the American Jew who was in the CIA and the FBI, or mostly in the FBI, who was caught transferring information to Israel that Israel was legally entitled to by special agreement with the government, that the U.S. was refusing to send to Israel, and he simply passed it on because it was legally supposed to be, and he got put in life imprisonment. And here's someone who passes highly in, classified information to the Red Chinese, who are going to be enemies, they're not even allies, and he gets a three-month stay at home. This is typical of how insiders who have secret permission to aid China get off the hook when caught.
But, I mean, we've seen this time and again. There was some woman spy who was, sleeping with a couple of FBI agents, and she was passing information on for years, and she got a slap on the wrist. In other words, it seems that if you're a Chinese spy, nothing's going to be done to you, and you have to ask yourself why.
Well, we even know about the scandal between Condoleezza Rice and former Secretary of Defense Perry in the Clinton administration who spied for China.
Sure. Well, I think American people have to understand that, there seems to be a very cozy relationship between our leaders and the Chinese communist leaders. Hey, we're out of time, Joel, but thank you so very much. We'll sure look forward to having you again with us next week.
All right. Thanks. Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. God bless.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you think we have an unusual message, a message that we need to get out across America, we hope any of you will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. For a gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month or CDs, and you'll get our monthly newsletter, although we're a little behind, but we'll get caught up here. And our new newsletter, our September newsletter, which is a real corker, is coming out probably either the end of this week or the first of next week, as soon as we get through with our conference. And then, of course, you'll be getting, hopefully, my October newsletter very, very soon to follow. Anyway, under any circumstances, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is, gives you an overview of the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, why you need to get that, you need to get some of the other things that we have on hand. We have a book on, I believe it's called The Diary of a Devil Hunter. The Diary of a Devil Hunter. And it goes that this fellow was a frank Satanist. And, of course, he eventually came out of it and goes all over the country trying to tell people what's going on. And the people from the FBI come around behind him and say, oh, there's nothing to worry about. There's no Satanism in America. Completely ignoring the fact that there are all sorts of satanic groups in the United States that are being covered up for the people at the highest levels of government. For instance, I think it was Dr. Jeffrey Green, the Special Forces captain, who was accused of killing his wife and children. He's been in prison for 25 years to cover up for a satanic group that really committed the crime. And actually, the marshal who actually took one of the people who was involved in that to the prosecutor 25 years ago. So they come forward and said, yeah, I was there. I couldn't sleep with myself. I couldn't live with myself. I want you to know that the prosecutor knew it was a satanic group and told the woman that if she told the truth on the stand, he'd put her in prison for murder. So this is the sort of thing that goes along, because a good friend, Ted Gunderson, actually has an interview with that woman available on a video. She's subsequently either been killed or died, we don't know, but they know that, and they're keeping an innocent man in prison, but there are a lot of innocent people in prison. Certainly you really need to get our material on the TWA bombing, especially the four tape set, the TWA bombing update, where we interviewed the attorney who defended Carol Howell, who had told the FBI months ahead of time that they were going to bomb the Murrah building. And they wanted to send her to prison to silence her. And fortunately, she got off. I have an interview with her attorney and the man who got her off. That's the Oklahoma City bombing update. We have a great deal of information on the Oklahoma City bombing. And you really need to get it to understand that had they, the American people learned the truth about the Murrah building and that the FBI was complicit in this and was covering up the truth, and it involved Elohim City, and the FBI knew this, and they lied and lied and lied about it. And they're still, to this very date, holding back all the tapes that were shot in front of the Murrah building back in April of 1995 under the guise of, oh, we can't release those because there's an ongoing investigation. Do you honestly believe that? And we've got a great program coming up next week with the man who's defending Terry Nichols. You'll be fascinated by that. And what he can tell us about what Terry Nichols really says that you're not going to hear through the regular media. And so there's so much, many stories out there. You need to get our catalog. You need to go through it. You want to know the true story of O.J. Simpson? Maybe there's part of that story you've never heard. That's the four tapes that we have on O.J. Simpson. I believe it gives you the rest of the story. Our four tapes set on the Bohemian Grove, the four tapes set on the Skull and Bones. So much material you need to get, and certainly you need to get the new DVDs we have on what happened on 9-1-1 Terror Storm, 9-1-1 Press for the Truth, the story of the Jersey Girls, and then, of course, In Plain Sight and the video, 9-1-1, the day that changed America forever. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Remember our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We hope to have very, very shortly a gentleman named David Noakes on the line, and he is over in Great Britain. He's working with the Independent Party over there to challenge the control the globalists have over both political parties, or all three of the political parties in Great Britain. And you have to understand, as Great Britain goes, so will go America. They have lied to the people of Great Britain and told them over and over again why the European Union was never supposed to be a government. It was just a trading agreement. We were just going to make it easier for people to go back and forth from England to the continent. But the truth of the matter was why they were simply lying to them. And before anybody knew it, what actually had happened was the fact that they had actually transformed everything, and they had actually we're having a little trouble getting hold of Mr. Noakes. Supposedly he was going to be expecting our call. We had talked to him, but anyway, in fact, as far as the British people were told, they were told this was not to be a government. And so they went along with it for a while until suddenly they found they had a European Parliament and they had new rulers and a faceless bureaucracy that was making all sorts of decisions for the British people. And, of course, the Parliament, the elected representatives, were simply rubber stamps on this group of people that were really running the country. And they were in Europe. Now, the people of France voted against the Parliament. A European Parliament or European Constitution. The people of Holland voted against it. It doesn't really matter what the people want. There's a group of elitists who want to bring about a world government. And the interesting part of this whole thing, and of course we talked to Mr. Noakes about this, is the fact that there's a tremendous spiritual force behind this whole thing. And of course, if you analyze what they're doing, they have actually constructed an incomplete Tower of Babel. And the incomplete Tower of Babel, I believe it's in Strasbourg, and part of the time the European Parliament meets there. Why an incomplete Tower of Babel, a major building, but it isn't completed? Well, it is completed, but it looks like the incomplete Tower of Babel, because symbolically what they have done is replaced the government that was made by Nimrod. And, of course, one of their symbols is the harlot riding the horse or riding the beast. It sits out in front there, and they even put this on their stamps. They understand the significance of what's going on. They have posters that show the incomplete Tower of Babel as it's being reconstructed. And if you look at it very closely, you'll notice that all the stars have an upside down point downward, which is a satanic star. They understand the spiritual significance. Well, David, are you there?
Yes, I am, yep.
Thank you so very much. I'm so glad we could get you, because I'm sure you can tell our listeners much better than I can what is really going on and why you're dedicating yourself to trying to get the information out to the British people.
Well, none of the politicians or the newspapers or the BBC are telling the truth. They're all reporting it at the level of a bureaucratic and economic inconvenience. Whereas if you actually read the EU constitution, which is almost fully enforced now, almost in place but not enforced, if you read the EU laws we've had to pass and the 111,000 regulations...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, David was just saying that as far as this European Constitution, it's 111,000 different rules and regulations. It's basically just like the Soviet Constitution. And, of course, everything will be controlled. Every aspect of life will be controlled. And he draws a strike similarity between the European Constitution and the Soviet Constitution, the German Constitution under Adolf Hitler. Yet, at the present time, they're not imposing too many of the laws, and so little bit by little bit, they take away the freedom of the people. Little bit by little bit, businesses are forced to close down. But the average person in Great Britain has no idea what's going on because of the degree of control that exists, and ultimately then the degree of control that exists over the media and over what the British people think. So you pick the story up there.
Yes, that's a fair summary, Stan. The three party leaderships, Conservative, Labour and Lib Dem, have been taken over by pro-Europeans, and the leaderships represent the European Union, not their voters. voters don't realize this, and they don't realize, the voters don't realize, they have voted eight times now since 1969 for the European dictatorship. And, of course, I was fighting for the leadership of the UK Independence Party, which wants to be out of Europe, but the leadership was won by a member of the European Parliament, who is now the leader of the UK Independence Party. And our 10 top people in the party are all MEPs on huge European salaries. And our top 30 officials, in fact, all our officials, bar three, are paid by the European Union. So the whole of UKIP is controlled by European funding.
In other words, what you're saying is this independent party, which is supposedly anti-European Union, has actually been co-opted and taken over by the people who already support the European Union.
They would never admit that they are controlled by the European Union, but if we were to leave the European Union, they would all lose their vast salaries, and they have no incentive to leave whatsoever. And money does control, and of course the money is from the European Union. So yes, you're quite right there.
Well, of course, this is what's happened in America. Well, most of our conservative, most of our liberal organizations on both sides of the political spectrum have been taken over and co-opted by the people who are globalists, who want to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. So they argue back and forth about all sorts of unimportant issues. And I'm not saying that issues such as abortion is unimportant. But it's not an issue that they ever intend to solve the problem. They don't want a solution. They just want a problem. And, of course, then they can give us the impression that we have, you know, we're discussing these things, you know, from and we're going to have elections, and but, of course, the elections are not going to accomplish anything because we're both for Socialist Party, Globalist Party A or Globalist Party B. So we actually have many of the similar problems here. But please pick up the story and tell us what else is going on.
Okay, well, the EU is illegal in Britain because it... The Queen has signed 6 of the 7 European treaties, and they abolish the nations of Britain and England, which is illegal. They abolish the British Constitution and the monarchy, and that is illegal. And common law has already been mostly abolished and replaced by European Corpus Juris. Now, because the EU is illegal, the whole European project is being implemented by subversion. So the Queen has actually committed 6 acts of treason and broken her coronation oath by signing these 6 EU treaties, because it is treason to destroy your country and have it taken over by another country. It is the worst form of treason. And there was a court case rumbling through, and in 1998 the verdict looked pretty clear that the verdict was going to be that Tony Blair and the Queen were going to be guilty of treason. So they simply repealed the treason laws in the Crime and Disorder Act 1998, and the case was dismissed, and that's how they got away with it. But the subversion's been going on since the Treaty of Rome in 1956. The German Frankfurt School system of subversion has Christianity first, persuaded the church it shouldn't do politics, the church became irrelevant, now British churches are empty. And of course, once Christianity had gone, they attacked schools, parents, and pushed homosexuality on us in a big way. And the European Union got control of our immigration in the 1997 Amsterdam Treaty. And since then, the EU has let 4 million immigrants into Britain in just 9 years. And last year, we got 900,000 immigrants. The overcrowding is hopeless. Wages are going down. And if I can put that into perspective, that's nearly as many immigrants as you get in the USA, but your country is 50 times the size of ours. So you can understand just how overwhelming this immigration is.
Yes, proportionally we would have about 50 million people here if we were getting the same proportion up of the space. So, and really, of course, this is changing the demographics. It's really sort of underlying the traditions of your nation, isn't it, in many respects?
the Frankfurt School subversion has been so successful, you know, going through schools, councils, local authorities, that we really don't have many of our traditions left. And of course, realize, as you just said, that the EU is founded on the Treaty of Rome, 1956. This is the rebirth of the empire that killed Christ. It is indeed, as they well know, the beast of Revelation. And it is reversing God's acts at the Tower of Babel. In fact, the motto of the EU is Many Tongues, One Voice, which is a communist motto. It should be many people, many voices.
Of course, the thing is, I think in your country and in mine as well, probably most of the commentators on what's going on, and even those who are concerned about globalism, do not understand the spiritual component of what's going on. Could you talk a little bit about this? This incomplete Tower of Babel that they built, about the emblems that they have, you know, showing the woman riding the beast, things of that sort, which to any Christian we should turn a red light on, realizing that this is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
Yes, this is absolutely the fulfillment of prophecy. It is a straight good-evil fight. It is Christians versus the European Union. It is Christians versus the completion of Lucifer's unfinished temple, which, of course, is what the Tower of Babel is. And they're very close to succeeding, and that is why they attacked Christianity first. The EU went straight in to attack the church, and the church is actually on the EU side now. They're not on the side of Christianity. The Synod of the Church of England is in favour of the European Union. Half of our bishops are in Common Purpose, which is a European subversive organisation run from the office of the Deputy Prime Minister. And I have to say, it looks like Lucifer is winning in a big way.
Well, of course, he will win for a time, and he will win because the churches have abandoned their responsibility in our, both your country and my country. The ministers are afraid to speak out. Here they're afraid to speak out because they really are no longer churches. They're 501c3 organizations subservient to the state, and then so many of our major leaders are getting millions of dollars from the faith-based initiative program, and after all, you wouldn't want to speak out against the man who's giving you millions of dollars, and so the church in America has been silenced, and I'm sure they've done the very similar things there in Great Britain, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely. And all this I've written down on a website called eutruth.org.uk. That's eutruth, all one word. In fact, if you just put that into Google, eutruth, you'll come straight to the site. But of course, it's not just Europe where this is happening. I lived in the USA for 8 years, and I know it's happening there. Your press is controlled. I wonder how many Americans know, for example, that your government, in your name, has now killed 950,000 Iraqis. A quarter of a million in Gulf War I, that was George G.H.W. Bush. Then 600,000 with sanctions, according to UNESCO. And George Bush, of course, made sure that the oil for food money was handed over to his former weapons customer, because George Bush, of course, like all the Bush family, is an arms dealer. He handed that money over to Saddam Hussein. Of course, the money did not go to the starving. They just died, 600,000 of them. And then, of course, this war, George W. Bush, we thought 100,000 had been killed in this war, but the Lancet Journal, which is a British medical magazine, did a count, and they say that possibly 600,000 people have died violently since the war started. And if that is the case, that's 1.4 million Iraqis who have died. And to me, it is absolutely stunning that these Iraqis have taken all this death at the hands of your government and mine without ever retaliating. I think that is amazing, and they never have retaliated.
Yes, it really is. But, of course, what really disturbs me is the silence of the American church in face of this truly genocidal program being waged against the people of Iraq and, of course, of the Arab countries. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment and here at Radio Liberty. And remember, of course, we went to war to catch Osama bin Laden. Wasn't that what it was about? Where is Osama bin Laden? The president promised to get him dead or alive. And where is Osama bin Laden living today? Well, they tell us he's in Pakistan, financed by the America. We finance Pakistan. We give them hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and they won't even let us in as a special forces team to track down the wicked Osama bin Laden. We'll be back in just a moment here as more and more Iraqis continue dying every hour over in Iraq.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is loud. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Mr. David Noakes, and go right ahead, David, and explain a little bit more.
Yes, I'll take up your point about George Bush pretending to be a Christian. I don't think there are any true Christians who are weapons dealers, and that is what the family makes its billions at. And, of course, it's been reported by every major newspaper in the USA at least once that all the Bushes, George 1 and 2, were members of the Skull and Bones. And George W. Bush admitted it himself in an interview with Time magazine on the 7th of August 2000. And all of this family have made an oath that they are dead to themselves, dead to the world, and born again in Lucifer. Now, you cannot serve two masters. And the pretense that they are Christians is, of course, exactly what you would expect someone to do in their position. They're not Christians at all. But it helps them to carry out the pretense of being Christians.
Well, the thing that really bothers me are the strong spiritual implications of the move towards, first of all, the European Union on your side of the Atlantic, and, of course, the North American Union here on our side of the Atlantic, because they're stepping stones to uniting the world in preparation for the rule of Lucifer. It should be very obvious. Down through the ages, the Luciferians have always wanted to create a one-world government. He has his agents working here. If you read the Luciferian publications as I do, and anybody like the references are in my little pamphlets called The Occult Conspiracy, where we actually take from these Luciferian organizations, and they openly admit what this is about. Some of the men they control directly. Some of them, of course, don't know that they're being controlled, but they are, and they're all working towards exactly the same goals. So how can we possibly reach the people, though, with a degree of control over the media that exists today? This is the problem we have here in America. How do we get the people to understand, and how do we get them to believe really what's going on?
Well, of course, over here in Britain, if you could just get people to read the EU Constitution, which is 465 pages, you can prove to them what the EU is about, and that is our piece of the new world order. If you can get rid of the Bush family and the weapons manufacturers at the top of the Republican Party who are controlling America, I think you stand a better chance than we do of breaking out of Lucifer's one world government. Over here, I mean, your Democratic Party are far more Christian than your Republican, and I think they would provide relatively honest government by comparison with what we have now. But over here, all the parties are in favour of the European Union, and the reason is, of course, that they are bribed with the EU gravy train. We pay huge sums of money to Brussels. They pay politicians huge salaries to vote for the European Union. That's how it works. But if you look at the Constitution, it creates 25 unelected dictators who have absolute power. And one of the clauses in the Constitution is that if they don't have enough power, this is clause I-18, the dictators can just add those powers to the Constitution. And four clauses ensure that all military power, and this includes nuclear weapons, are handed over to these unelected dictators. Now, Britain and France between them have 700 nuclear warheads. Can you imagine what is going to happen when those 700 nuclear warheads are handed over to dictators with absolute power? I mean, can you imagine that, Stan?
No, I can. I believe that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and it corrupts absolutely everyone. And I do not believe you could trust people with power. Certainly the founders of our country, the United States, knew that men were basically corrupt. It's what the Bible tells us. You cannot trust men because they're sinners. And so our founding fathers did not want to trust men with power. And the secret of our country different than really any other country, even though we came from the British heritage, but we wanted to actually put so many restrictions on the power of the federal government that they could never become a danger to the preservation of liberty. For our founding fathers knew that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and that tyranny and total government were synonymous, and I share your concern. When you establish these people with unbridled power, and believe me, we have them right here in the United States, just as you have them in Great Britain, why, of course, we've laid the fertile ground for dictatorship. We're going to be back here in just a moment with David Noakes, and we're going to be discussing what's going on in Great Britain, and, of course, I really believe it foreshadows what lies ahead from America, now that we've turned away from God, and we've turned our back on our Christian heritage.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's David Noakes, and he's talking about how really every aspect of the British political process has been infiltrated, and people do not understand that what we are really doing is establishing a Soviet system there. Now, you have to understand that the Soviet system is not one by which you redistribute the wealth and everybody, of course, lives a happy life. What the Soviet system is really all about is creating an elite group that controls everybody else. This is of the ideas that go back to Plato. These ideas basically mean that you will have a two-class system. You'll have the bureaucracy that controls the government and the very, very wealthy who finance this whole massive bureaucracy and buy and sell politicians like you would buy and sell an old pair of shoes. And of course, you will have you'll have your administrators, you'll have your military, you'll have your police class, you'll have your bureaucrats, and then, of course, everybody else will be impoverished. That's what it's really all about, and that's exactly what they had in the Soviet Union, and that's exactly what they're moving towards in Europe, and that's exactly what they intend to do here in the United States. But we can't let the American people understand that the whole world communist movement, since its inception, has been financed by people of great wealth who really understand that communism is not at all what they teach in universities. It is the latest system by which a few people are able to control the masses. So pick the story up there, David. Is that pretty much what you see happening over there? Is this the way you're heading in Europe?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure you will understand that Hitler, being a Nazi, people often regard him as being right-wing. But, of course, they both join together around the back of the political circle. There will be no difference between right-wing Nazism and left-wing communism. They are both systems where the elite control the ordinary people. And the easiest way to see this is to go to Cuba, where the people are really just slaves to serve the government. And it is obvious in other countries like Russia. And, of course, the German people were entirely serving Hitler. They had no democratic rights at all, and if they disagreed, they were immediately snatched in the middle of the night and sent to concentration camps or shot, and that was the Germans. And of course, 54 million people died under Hitler, 42 million died under Stalin. So these are very similar systems.
Amen to that. And of course, for anybody, of course, who really wants to understand Fidel Castro, I suggest David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we do carry. That's David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he tells about how his daughter is such a good friend of Fidel Castro, and how, of course, Fidel came to New York City, and they had a nice meeting together. David Rockefeller, representing the leader of the capitalist world and the wicked Fidel Castro, who, of course, longtime dictator of the Soviet Union, who's such a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughter. And we have to ask ourselves, maybe, just maybe, nothing as it appears to be. So, anyway, how are you going to wake up the British people? How are you going to get them to realize how important freedom is, and the fact that freedom will soon become only a remembrance of things past?
One powerful person could do it. If the Queen was to say in her Christmas broadcast, the European Union is a dictatorship, a police state, it's a communist system, and she doesn't support it, and she's going to repeal the 1972 European Communities Act, we could be out in 14 hours flat. But I'm absolutely sure that the Queen is complicit in it. She didn't commit six acts of treason for nothing. And I rather suspect she's a Bilderberger, and she's on the other side.
I'm absolutely certain you're absolutely right. Go right ahead.
So we have four prime ministers who've committed treason. Edward Heath, who took us into the European Union and lied about it. What his Act of Parliament said and what he said it said were two entirely different things. He said it was just a trading treaty. In actual fact, it was the Enabling Act to abolish our sovereignty. Then Margaret Thatcher signed the Single European Act. She now regrets it. She's the only one who does. And she's quite bitter about it, but she's still committed treason. John Major, who did a few other dirty deals and is even now European Managing Director for the Carlyle Group, he signed Maastricht, and Tony Blair has signed three European treaties, and he is completely in favour of the European Union. He's the one who's passed most of the European laws, which have taken away our freedom, rather as George Bush has done with the Patriot Act. Only I would say Tony Blair is worse. And he's the one who has enforced the 10% of the EU regulations that have been enforced so far. So he is very clearly on the other side. We need one senior person. We need one massive dose of publicity. Now, there's a man at the moment, a Mr. Sykes, who's putting £10 million, Paul Sykes, into adverts against the European Union. But he's no idea what he's doing. He says it's costing us $15 billion to be a member of the European Union. Well, we can afford $15 billion. We've spent $20 billion on a useless National Health Service computer system that doesn't work. The actual cost of the European Union is $200 billion, or 20% of our economy. But he doesn't know that because no one's done any proper research.
Well, what you really need to do, it sounds to me like you need to get a delegation of a couple of people and go talk to him and explain to him what's really going on.
Well, we will have a go, but he's very difficult to get hold of. We've got a couple of people trying to get in touch with him, but what will happen is he will waste £10 million on yet another watered-down, incredibly weak campaign that isn't hitting the points that matter. And the points that matter are that Great Britain and England are being abolished. We're going into Soviet-style dictatorship. Those are the points that matter, and those are the points that never come out.
Well, we have pretty much the same problem over here. We have people fighting over not all sorts of nonsensical positions and things that really don't mean anything, but you get all this controversy and everybody gets their attention focused on it, and it's really a gigantic smokescreen to keep people from being able to see clearly what's really going on. It's amazing how they can keep idle minds busy with controversies that are of no consequence. So it sounds to me like you're having very similar problems over there. But I think they know exactly how to manipulate the public, and I think they do a magnificent job of it. I have to give them that. What we need, the vast majority of the people want to be free. The vast majority of the people do not want to give up their sovereignty. But the elite really don't care. They have an objective, and they're moving, I believe, very, very rapidly to consolidate the control over your country, over my country, over the entire world.
You still do have a fairly good church attendance in America, though, don't you, Stan?
We have a fairly good church attendance. The trouble is that our churches have been taken over by something called the Church Growth Movement, directed by a man named Rick Warren, who, of course, has been called back to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and UNESCO, and they've changed the music and the message of our churches. The people go to church, and what are they learning? They're learning about Rick Warren's peace plan, where we are going to bring the kingdom of God to earth through our social action. And instead of course, teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're beginning to teach a social gospel. And, of course, unfortunately, it is sweeping across America. It's sweeping across the world. I'm sure it's right there in Great Britain for the remnant of the church that you have. And it is a deadly theology.
Yes, we certainly do. We have a lot of happy, clappy churches that say very little and make a lot of rather silly noises. But the European Union's destruction of the British church has been stunningly effective. And the Church of England, which was established by Joseph of Arimathea in AD 37, has now agreed to be merged with the European Union's version of the Roman Catholic Church. And this, of course, is going to be the Harloff on the back of the beast.
Why don't you explain to our listeners the importance of the harlot on the back of the beast and where this is actually demonstrated?
Well, I might annoy a lot of Roman Catholics if I do this. Do you want me to?
All right. Well, we don't want to annoy our Catholic brothers and sisters out there, but certainly there is much there in the scriptures that suggests that the church is going to be used in the latter days by the enemy of the church. So, but there actually is isn't there a statue over there in front of that building in Strasbourg, or where is the statue of the harlot riding the beast?
Yes, the harlot is the false European church, which is going to be based on the Roman Catholic Church, and it's a false church. But the Lutherans have already signed a pact with it, and the British Church has almost agreed, the Church of England has almost agreed to its own abolition. Not that it matters much, because apart from owning an enormous amount of properties worth huge sums of money, there really isn't anyone left that goes there.
Now, this is what, the Anglican Church or the...
The Anglican Church, the Church of England, yes.
Right.
I mean, this church was... In 37 AD, we had six of the original disciples of Christ come to Britain with Joseph of Arimathea, and they founded the Church of England. And it became the established Church of England under the edict of King Lucius of Winchester, at Winchester in 156 AD. So we've got a church that is very nearly 2,000 years old, and it's going to be abolished. It's almost gone.
Well, of course, what they do is, of course, they get into the church and they begin changing the gospel, and they do it so efficiently, of course, they get into the seminaries first, and they give the ministers who are then going to be teaching the next generation of people, they give them an improper gospel. And, of course, they emphasize all the wrong things. And today, you go to a church today and you never hear them talking about the fear of God. It is the gospel that God loves everybody and everybody's going to go to heaven, and God would never judge anybody or want to punish anybody for wrongdoing. And if that's really the truth, then we don't really need a Savior, do we?
Exactly, yes. And it's a shame that the very little growth that there is in church, the only churches that have congregations at all, are subscribing to this philosophy. And if you try and tell people what's really going on and what the Gospels really say, well, certainly none of the church leaders want to know. They really don't.
Well, the one thing here in the United States is we still have talk radio. We still have the ability to buy time on Christian radio stations. And we have the Internet, and we have shortwave, and we do have satellites. So, you know, we can not only reach some of the people in our country, we can reach some of the people in your country as well. And I know we do have listeners over there in Great Britain who listen to our programs, and hopefully they can get information that they can help to spread to others. But, you know, we've got a long way to go before we can educate the people, unless there is a major cataclysmic event. And I believe, I really do, I've been at this for 44 years, David, and I really believe we're on the edge of a very major cataclysmic event that I hope and I pray is going to wake people up, because if it does not, then I think we will lose America and you will lose your country. But all we can do is do our best. The battle is really the Lord's. Our job is to do our best, and that's all we're called to do. Well, we've got a gentleman calling John from Ohio, so let's ask John. John, do you have a quick question for us?
Well, I don't know if it's quick. I've been listening, and a lot of things came up to mind, and I want to commend the guest, at least on the area that I agree with, that what we've done to Iraq is genocide, and that. But I've listened to someone who was an expert in international affairs, and he said that... with all, from my point of view, all the problems with the dictatorial nature of the European Union, the NAFTA, GATT, WTO, and all the rest of it, one thing that they had was that as long as they had Britain along with them, they could have provided a pole of opposition to some of these neocon warmongers to some extent, and it was actually Blair's lapdog fastening himself to the breast of these neocon warmongers that undermined that ability of the alternative pole of opposition to U.S. imperialism.
John, let's get David's response to that, and I'll tell you what I think about that position. How would you respond to John, who's saying that had Tony Blair gone along with the rest of Europe, there could have been an opposition to the position taken by the United States? What's your thought on that?
I completely agree with John. Tony Blair is Bush's lapdog, but George Bush controls him. He has some hold over him. Over John Major, it was money. In the last year of John Major's prime ministership, he sold Devonport Dockyard, the British people's 46% shareholding in Devonport Dockyard, our nuclear and military dockyard, to Dick Cheney's Halliburton Group. And he seems to have got $10 million worth of shares in the Carlyle Group and the chairmanship of Carlyle Europe as a bribe to facilitate this dirty transaction. So with John Major, it was money. With Tony Blair, we don't know what it is. It could be homosexuality. It could be much, much larger amounts of money. But I tell you, George Bush completely controls and owns Tony Blair.
John, let me just give you my thought on this. The major force behind the European Union has come from the United States. And of course, you would say, and many of the internationalists will say, oh, now, the European Union is going to act as a counter to the United States, and what we really need to do is have that strong. And I would like to suggest it's like Abbott and Costello, it's like Martin and Lewis, it's like Amos and Andy, and it's all showbiz. They are all dedicated to one thing, and that is a one-world government. And this idea that, you know, there's a conflict between Europe, and there may actually be one, but it will all be engineered. And if you read and study history, you'll find that often these people control both sides of every discussion, including both sides in the war. So, did you have another remark you wanted to make, John?
Well, I tend to disagree with that. I don't think it's a large disagreement, but I think there is a split. And I'm kind of on the left. I check things like Workers' Oregon. I don't think that the United States would have had a 40-year policy of terrorism, assassination, germ warfare, bombing of hotels, blowing up a Cuban airliner, if this was just a charade. I think there is a real conflict there, and they oppose anyone who develops an alternative economic political system to this global corporate monopoly capitalist.
Well, John, well, I would believe that both the left and the right are controlled by exactly the same people. I respect your idealism, but I believe, of course, that they use your idealism, of course, to funnel you away from what this is really about, and that is a spiritual battle between good and evil. But thanks for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Pleasure to be on your show.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I think that I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David because he certainly has tremendous insight into the spiritual aspects of the battle in which we're engaged in. But I would simply point out that the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, the conservatives and the liberals are all being manipulated by exactly the same people. In fact, I was fascinated to find today a chart up on the internet that goes into, it was put out by people on the left pointing out how the left is being manipulated. Now, the left will always point you out how the right is being manipulated, and they're absolutely right. But until we understand that both sides are manipulated, we're never going to be effective. If you want to get documentation on what I'm saying, there's a book that was written 48 years ago called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. We're the only source of it. I still have some copies. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, pointing out how the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation were funding the radical left and the communists and the socialists. They were doing it 48 years ago. They're doing it today. And nothing has changed. And until you understand, of course, if you control both sides of the debate, then, of course, nothing effectively gets done, and you can continue moving towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. In fact, Professor Quigley, in his classic book, which we do carry, called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which I hope that all of you who are liberals will want to get, along with the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, Professor Quigley says on pages 12, 47, and 48, what we need are two political parties that are just about the same. So every 4 years we can have the elections and they can throw the scoundrels out, but nothing will change as far as the foreign and domestic policy. When you understand that they are playing as one against the other, divide and conquer, and their job is to conquer, then you can begin to understand what's going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and you can get the Tragedy and Hope special that includes that, along with the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, a liberal college professor who taught at both Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University, where he became Bill Clinton's mentor, and introduced Bill Clinton to the men who rule the world. And that's why Bill Clinton joined the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, and that's why he became the President of the United States. But he, of course, like the George Bush today, is simply a figurehead for the power elite that worked behind the scenes. If you'd like to know more about the power elite, let me suggest my August newsletter. You can pick it down, you can pull it down off the internet at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. The September newsletter will be available soon, and will give you even more insight into the power elite and the part that they played in planning what happened on 9-1-1, which was used to justify taking us into the Iraq War, where in recent years we've killed, at least according to the latest reports, between 200,000 and 900,000 Iraqis. The report that came out of Johns Hopkins University, which I think is probably very accurate and scientific, suggests we've killed about, or at least have died. We didn't kill them all. A lot have been victims of the civil strife that's going over there, which we precipitated after we took over the country and then disbanded the military and the police and the civil service, and then, of course, refused, of course, to do everything we could to block the formation of the Iraqi army. And if you haven't gotten into the background, Major General Paul Eaton, who was assigned to build the Iraqi army, and he was promised 250 men to build an army for a nation of 25 million, and they gave him 60 men, and they wouldn't give him any supplies, and they wouldn't give him any non-commissioned officers. And as he said, to build an army without a non-commissioned officers is like putting up a tent without tent poles. You can't do it. And that's what it was all about. We never intended to solve the problem. We wanted to create the problem. We did a great job of it. Get my newsletters. They're up at RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary?
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Four firefighters have been killed in a fast-moving wildfire near Palm Springs, California. They'd been trying to protect a house. Norm Walker with the U.S. Forest Service says the fire came up quickly and must have surprised the firefighters.
Fire came up and overtook the house. All the equipment, the fire engine, everything.
The U.S. Forest Service has temporarily pulled all of its other crews off the blaze, so as a spokesman puts it, they can gather their thoughts and say their prayers. As many as 400 people are trapped in an RV park as a wildfire rages outside. It forced California authorities to close the only road out, though some brave souls raced their vehicles through the smoke and flames before it shut. There are no reports of any injuries. You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor?